Steven Crowder, who also screwed over somebody he used to work with? Was it not Gay Jared because he had him tied up in a contract? Wasn't that Steven Crowder who did that? So is he supposed to be the moral high bar? Are we not supposed to call him out for that? Here's the thing. Steven, why don't you release not Gay Jared from his NDA and allow him to talk about how he felt he was treated by you? Because I know that at the Blaze...
Ben Shapiro had a secret dinner with Mark Zuckerberg, at least one that we know of, at one of Mark Zuckerberg's homes. This is what Steven Crowder was alluding to, something that I've been talking about for years, something that he never mentioned before because he was in that inner circle conservative ink club. Glenn Beck was also at one of those dinners with Mark Zuckerberg. That's another fact that we know.
So Candace Owens, Mark Dice, and many others reacted to the Steven Crowder saga.
Good evening. Well, I thought I would comment on the recent, let's say, controversy regarding Steven Crowder and the Daily Wire contract.
As Steven Crowder released private audio of Jeremy Boring of Daily Wire.
They don't get deals that...
They can be wage slaves for a little bit, come over and make a salary and grow their brand.
Steven is convincing a lot of people that it's not about the money. And that sounds nice. If that were the case, why did you complain about the money in your original video before you even talked about the clause with big tech?
Don't sign contracts out there that include multi-million dollar penalties for different... Let me read you an example of what I mean. And this would be if it was me. If Crowder fails to deliver a monthly content in any month or any of the quarterly content in the corner.
We're going to hear some other people's reactions, some funny, some interesting. You may agree or disagree, but that's what it's about. The show starts now.
The Dream Rare Podcast, welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's episode. I'm going to try to keep this video short. I know my last one was like 2.5 hours. I semi-apologize. Not really. Sorry. I'm not sorry. But this one, I'm going to try to keep under 30 minutes if I can with all the clips, because I want this to be more shareable and watchable. And with the whole Crowder saga, we've talked about it. It's kind of going on. I want to get some other takes and interesting points, I thought, from people around the web. And the first one is Candace Owens talking about not Gay Jared, who used to work for Steven Crowder. And I remember Owen Benjamin used to talk about that as well. So let's take a look.
And by the way, the last thing I'm going to say, because I'm going on Tim Pool tonight, so I'm going to say it anyways later, is that I'm pretty sure, wasn't it Steven Crowder who also screwed over somebody he used to work with? Was it not Gay Jared? Because he had him tied up in a contract. Wasn't that Steven Crowder who did that? So is he supposed to be the moral high bar? Are we not supposed to call him out for that? Here's the thing. Steven, why don't you release not Gay Jared from his NDA and allow him to talk about how he felt he was treated by you? Because I know that at the Blaze, everyone says that you're actually not that nice. You treat people poorly, but you bring in so much revenue that everybody just has to take it. So I don't like it. It stinks to high heaven. And I'm calling you out on that because I think it was crappy that you threw mud on me. Did it the first time via a tweet a long time ago. You're not doing it a second time. Total bitch move.
So she basically says, you know, everybody liked Not Gay Jared. It was like a co-host that Steven Crowder used to have, right? And nobody's heard. Everyone's like, where's Not Gay Jared? Where's Not Gay Jared? Well, rumor has it that Not Gay Jared's under an NDA. Everybody seems to think he is, and it seems pretty true because Not Gay Jared tweeted something out like a Michael Scott gif where he was trying to say something, but he couldn't say something. So it's like, Steven Crowder deceives the public wearing a Free Speech Matters t-shirt. Free Speech Matters. So I saw how much dust I had on me. I was like, oh my gosh. But okay, does your former employee have the free speech to tell what a great boss you are? You seem like an awesome boss, right? I don't even like Daily Wire, so I don't care. But like you, right? You must be the best. How come Not Gay Jared's under, is he under an NDA? Can he talk? You know, can your former employees even voice themselves? I don't sign NDAs like that. I could speak freely. Can your former employees, Mr. Free Speech Matters, do they have the free speech to counter your narrative right now? I don't know. Here's Mark Dice with what I thought was probably the best take outside of my own. Just kidding. No, honestly, this rivaled mine for sure, and perhaps is even better. Mark Dice kind of calling out both sides and being like, yes, they're working for big tech, but not how Steven Crowder's talking about. He's a total liar and an opportunist, which I agree with as well. Let's take a look.
Ben Shapiro had a secret dinner with Mark Zuckerberg, at least one that we know of, at one of Mark Zuckerberg's homes. This is what Stephen Crowder was alluding to, something that I've been talking about for years, something that he never mentioned before because he was in that inner circle conservative ink club. Glenn Beck was also at one of those dinners with Mark Zuckerberg. That's another fact that we know. And since we're on the topic, people should also know that Dave Rubin had a private meeting with YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki in 2019. He's conservative ink's token gay guy, so you know they're supporting him so that he can keep making the Republican Party more progressive.
Dude, he's hilarious. But he's like, you know, where have you been for the last decade? You know, your former boss had a meeting with, Facebook, Glenn Beck, that's what he's saying. Ben Shapiro obviously met with Mark Zuckerberg. You never said anything until now. And also he's saying you're friends with Dave Rubin, who met with Susan Wojcicki. I mean, it doesn't mean he's necessarily complicit or anything, but interesting points to bring up. But what's more interesting is what Mark says in these next two clips. So let's take a watch.
He's a good friend of Stephen Crowder's, by the way. And this is why I've always stayed independent, because I don't want some executive producer or CEO telling me not to cover something or not to criticize someone or not report on the Bilderberg Group meetings or Bohemian Grove or Operation Mockingbird or the Sun Valley Conference, or telling me that I need to just speak in weak generalities and give lukewarm takes about the wolves in sheep's clothing in the conservative movement or the cultural Marxists destroying our society. One of the points I agree with Crowder on in his video, which again I think wildly misrepresents what actually happened between him and the Daily Wire and is just a desperate money grab now that he's on a...
I mean, I agree with Mark. I don't know how independent he is. It seems like he's super independent. I'm the same way. I don't really have to say anything. I'm not under any sort of contract, or I don't work for anybody. And I see it as the same way. Like, Daily Wire is not my favorite company. I don't like Ben Shapiro or trust him at all. But also, I think Crowder's deceiving the public and being a total opportunist, saying he doesn't care about money. It's all about the ethics. It's all about the ethics. We're going to get into that later and pretty much prove that he's totally full of it. It's not about the ethics and the country and all this stuff. How does he give hardball interviews to Ted Cruz when he has Ted Cruz on? Does he ask Ted Cruz why he supported mask mandates for the unvaccinated in 2021? That's what Ted Cruz did. He signed a resolution for unvaccinated to wear a mask on an airplane, so you get special privileges for vaccinated. Did Stephen Crowder talk to Ted Cruz about that and his hardball, you know, anti-conservative, or is he having all these loser Republican rhinos on his show to talk about hunting? You know, is he really this hard-hitting independent voice, or is he just deceiving the public and using people's emotions to try to launch his own network, which he's never done before because he's always worked for another network? He's not independent. But this last point is the perfect one from, Mark Dice. I'm glad he said this, because this is 100% the truth of what they're gatekeeping, all of them, all the right-wing media, including people Crowder works for. And Mark Dice had the balls to say it. Congrats.
Was this.
They don't want a group of rebellious rabble-rousers who want to learn, fight like hell, and laugh together. You're of no value if you can't all be kept in line to some degree. I don't mean some master plan to eliminate you. Just subdue you a little bit. Just soften your edges a little bit. Just play ball a little more.
That's a good point, Stephen, but to be specific, since I never became friends with any of the phonies in our movement and I don't have any dual loyalties, I think what you mean is anyone who signs a contract with the Daily Wire, The Blaze, Fox News, Turning Point USA, or PragerU won't be allowed to criticize anything Israel does to the Palestinians. That's anti-Semitic, or how the anti-BDS laws violate the First Amendment, and they'll be told not to talk about anti-whiteism or black crime, especially using that term, and won't be allowed to denounce gay marriage with too strong of language, or say that gay men adopting children or buying them from fertility.
Oh my gosh. He's 1,000% right. Stephen Crowder has been an industry big con, sucking off the corporate tit his entire career. He's been a free agent, unemployed semi for like a couple weeks, and he's blackmailing his old friends because he can't get a $120 million deal. Like, he's such a con artist, but he's fooling a lot of people. And Mark Dice is 100% right. That's what you can't say in the conservative movement. You're not allowed to talk about how we'll call them individuals, because, you know, races and countries don't exist, according to Tim Pool when Kanye's on. But anyway, individual donors pay the Republican Party, including Trump and DeSantis, hundreds of millions of dollars to then pass BDS laws, which means you can't boycott or divest or, you know, sanction Israel. You're not allowed to protest Israel on certain college campuses now. You're not allowed to speak out about people like Epstein or Zuckerberg and make connections. Now that's known as anti-Semitism. It's not for Roseanne Barr. It's not for Darren Beatty. It's not for your Jewish friends. And I promise you, these laws are not for the Jewish, amazing Jewish people watching my stream. You're not going to get protected by these laws. It's for the elites. It's for the people funding the Republicans. Oh, but Steven Crowder never talks about that. Ben Shapiro never talks about that. Ben Shapiro agrees with it. PragerU agrees. I wonder why. I wonder what the, never mind. But, you know, Steven Crowder is basically doing a misdirection thing for his own financial benefit and exploitation while acting like and playing the role of this savior against big tech. When he's not. What Mark Dice just said in that minute that I just played is more real than anything Steven Crowder is going to tell you in the next 2 years. He's not only an actor, he sounds like it when he talks. But anyway, I want to take a quick comedic break to some who are offended or shocked or they don't agree with me. Let's take a comedic break for the fake Jordan Peterson. I believe this is Tyler Fisher, a comedian. Super, super funny. And I got a good laugh out of it. This is the fake Jordan Peterson response to the Daily Wire saga. Pretty worth it.
Good evening. Well, I thought I would comment on the recent, let's say, controversy regarding Steven Crowder and the Daily Wire contract. Now, I had originally added a few clauses that were not discussed today, so let's discuss them for, let's say, transparency. Section 3, Clause A. Steven Crowder will be required to clean his room on a daily basis. Failure to do so will result in a $1 million fine. I know you're thinking, well, that's comically high. It's like, well, you don't know what happens if you don't clean your bloody room. It's like you've got clutter on the floor, and then you're on your way to work, and you trip over some clothes. Now you've twisted your ankle. You see your dog in the hallway, and you kick him in the face because you're resentful that you are so damn lazy to clean your room. Well, now you're late to work. You're distracted, so you're rushing through your monologue. You miss a couple lines in the ad read. The company drops you. You lose $5 million. Then you get fired. You go home. You take it out on your bloody family because you haven't faced the damn bloody shadow demon of your father who's in the belly of the whale. So you kill your whole family. Now you're doing life for murder. It's like, well, could have cleaned your room, bucko. If you don't think that could happen, you haven't read the Gulag Archipelago.
Dude, that was really good. That was probably one of the best I've seen. What's his name? I believe his name is Ty Fisher. Check him out. Tyler Fisher, Ty Fisher. Follow him on social media. My gosh, that was hilarious. Thank goodness. Anyway, back to the stream. And if you wait till the end, I'm going to play another clip of Mark Dice where he shows how big tech and big con are really in bed. It's not what Steven Crowder's saying. Steven Crowder's making this all about himself, confusing people who don't understand contracts into thinking that's how they control people. They do control people, but just not how Steven Crowder's saying. That's the point I'm trying to get to. And people are, you're a shill, you're this, because most people are emotionally falling. It's like a tragedy. You go for the thing, and then like a week later, everybody's going to agree with me when they figure out who he is. Or over time, you know, the truth reveals itself. God doesn't make mistakes. And I'm not like putting us like, oh my God, God, but you get what I'm saying. It's like if Steven Crowder really is who he's pretending to be, then we'll see it. But if Steven Crowder's just kind of throwing a fit, I feel like in being this dishonest, he's going to feel really guilty over the next coming weeks, because I think not everybody, but a lot of people realize what he's doing. But here's the next clip. It's of Candace just going off on him. And then I'm going to play two clips of Crowder to make my point. But this is Candace's reaction, a short clip of it to what he did.
At the end of the day, I think what happened, this is completely my opinion, by the way, so I'm not blinking twice, I'm not under duress, is that Steven Crowder became a free agent and he's feeling a little vulnerable right now. Right. He's used to working for other organizations. He has some guaranteed pay. And he thought that Daily Wire were actually going to meet him at $120 million. They didn't. They declined. And he's still feeling a little shaky on that. It's scary to go out on your own. I thought about it. I thought about going out on my own. It's a lot of work. Maybe down the line I will. But it's a scary thing to go out, to step out on your own and say, I'm going to do this thing completely by myself. As Jeremy pointed out, Steven's not done that before. Right. And so to do this, he pulled a move in which he was going to try to take a bunch of people that were subscribed to the Daily Wire and start his own company. So essentially saying, I'm the hero, I'm the martyr, follow me because I'm not like those guys. And then he was going to start his own shop. And that's what he's trying to do. And some people fell for it and said, I'm with you to the UN, I'm mug club till I die. and didn't understand that really nothing happened here other than nobody wanted to pay Steven Crowder $120 million. So he turned to his viewers, who he thinks are stupid. Stupid enough, at least, not to understand how business negotiations work, right? Like, this is like normal. You kick it back and forth. And they were going to make up for his loss.
So three things that I noticed that Steven Crowder did that are dishonest, that if you're not paying attention, you won't catch it. But if you really pay attention and you're honest with yourself, you'll catch it. The first one is he keeps saying, and I'm going to play two clips to disprove his lie here, but he says, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about the contract. It's not about the money. I don't like what you're doing. If it's not about the money, why did you counter offer their $50 million contract with a $120 million contract? It's not about the money, but you want $120 million instead of $50 million. But it's not about the money, but I want that number to double or triple. When the reality is, Steven Crowder probably came to them when they were like, we're interested. He wants a big number. It's not like he's going to work. Hey, I'll work for free if I really believe in the movement. Yeah, we all believe in something, right? It's like, we're not just reading stuff. I hope you have passion. I hope you have conviction. I hope you have some sort of like message for the people that's actually not just about yourself. I hope so. I hope everybody in the space does it. But for him to pretend like he didn't go into that looking for money when he doubled the contract. So off the front, that's an absolute lie. The second thing is in his new video where he recorded Jeremy Boring, which I'll get into later. But in general, he says, you know, all these Daily Wire employees that I'm friends with, they took it so personally. They took it so personally, but I was just talking about the contract. In his video, he said he's freeing the kids, people are enslaved under these contracts. So when you say something like that, that Daily Wire is basically enslaving all their employees, you are also pointing out their employees. So to act like a victim when they respond, of course Matt Walsh is going to respond because you've taken a shot to his credibility saying he's basically a slave and he's censoring himself. When in fact, you know, Matt Walsh is just as, if not more edgy than Steven Crowder. I don't have any stake in any of them. I've never talked to Matt Walsh. I've never met him. But it's not like Steven Crowder's so much edgier than Matt Walsh. He's not. You know, Candace Owens, he's talking about young people at Daily Wire. Who's young? Klavan's like 1,000 years old. Michael Knowles is anywhere between 30 and 50. I have no idea what the new Brett Cooper person that they installed or, you know, created from thin air or whatever. Like who's this person enslaved in the contract that you're talking about? So he takes a shot at all of them. Everybody's getting attacked at Daily Wire now because, you know, he's basically saying like, I'm the real one and they're so fake. So then they respond, right? Whether you agree with Candace or Matt Walsh or not, Shapiro, I can't stand personally, but Matt Walsh is cool. I like Candace, but you know, I don't like Shapiro. They all respond, and then Crowder's like, oh, this wasn't a personal attack at my friend. Bro, who would want to be friends with you? You're secretly recording phone calls of your friends. You're lying about the contract publicly, trying to weaponize your movement against them because you want to start your own company, which you've never done because you've always worked off the corporate tit. You say it's not about money, but you counteroffered for $120 million. He's deceiving people right now. I would never take a phone call with him. I would never work for Steven Crowder. In fact, also, I've heard of multiple people, not just Owen Benjamin, who worked for him, who hate him, who say he's not a good boss. His former co-star that was like the most famous person on the show is apparently under an NDA. He's wearing a Free Speech Matter shirt, but his old former co-host can't even speak about what a bad boss he probably is because he doesn't have the free speech because Crowder took it away under the contract. Crowder is the ultimate manipulator and con artist, and I don't like Daily Wire. I would have negotiated or turned down that deal. It's obviously a lot of money. I would have wanted percentages and freedom, obviously. The whole thing is just a total lie. So it's like he's acting like, you know, he's not about the money when he counter offered for over 2 times as much money as they were offering. But it's not about the money. But I want 2.5 times that money. But it's not about the money. But I want more money. Okay, yeah, right. He's saying, well, the shrapnel from like, oh, you know, I didn't talk about you. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the contract, bro. You're basically saying everybody under that contract is like that. I forgot the third point I was going to make. Hopefully I remember it, but I want to play two clips back to back. This is from the new one where he secretly recorded Jeremy Boring.
Daily Wire outed themselves very, very quickly. And sure enough, if you see all of the people who work there, some of whom I have relationships with, they immediately tried to make this all about money. Here's the problem. There are a few problems, and I'll go through with some receipts. Everything that was said about negotiations, how they transpired, beyond the numerical value, which is true and I'll get to, everything else is untrue. I don't really want to get into that. It's completely irrelevant. Here's why. Go back to the 20-something minute video, 30-minute video. You've never heard me say or write anywhere online that these offers weren't paying enough money. Why? Because it's not about the money. It's kind of unreal to me that the only thing these people can still talk about is the money. The conversation was about conservatism.
He doesn't even sound authentic. I can't believe people are falling for it. So you counteroffered a $50 million contract that wasn't about the money, and you wanted $120 million because it wasn't about the money. And I have proof that he's totally full of it, because in his original video where he didn't talk about the money once, before he even got to the clause of big tech, right? And I'm going to get into that as well again briefly, where they're taking certain percentages away if he gets kicked off of social media, which Crowder doesn't know because he's never worked for himself. He's always working for major corporations who are footing the bill. But if he works for himself and his page gets taken down, he's probably going to lose even more than that on his own, you know, and he'll have to recoup all that money somewhere else. So it's not even that crazy. Like he's trying to spin it. But the point is two things. One, before he even got into that clause that everyone's talking about the big tech, he was complaining in his video about money while not explaining that it was you have to make videos 4 days a week and you can backlog the videos. That's not a bad deal on this part of the deal, which he complained about this part of the deal, not the big tech one, before the big tech one, he complained about this part of the deal saying, oh my God, if I miss work and I get sick, I lose $100,000. That's not even true. If he got in an accident or got sick, the rate would have been a day of work, just like a normal person misses a day of work. He had 4 weeks of vacation time. He's getting paid 12 something million dollars a year minus what he had to pay his staff. They were funding the entire documentary, and all he had to do, a documentary or a major piece that they were funding, he just had to show up, film it, and he gets that $1 million. But he complained about the money, complained about the penalties, tried to act like every kid's getting some sort of penalty like this, which isn't true, just like basically trying to con his audience into thinking this is anything but if you don't make videos and show up to work, you don't get paid. That's what this is. And this part of the video was before he ever even talked about the big tech percentages. So for Mr. I don't care about the money, I want a counter offer for more money. I mean, it's insane that people are falling for this. This happened in the video before he talked about the big tech percentages. Let's watch. This is his first video.
Don't sign contracts out there that include multi-million dollar penalties. For different, let me read you an example of what I mean. And this would be if it was me. If Crowder fails to deliver a monthly content in any month or any of the quarterly content in the corner, including any and all ad reads, and by the way, all these contracts came with 3, 4, 5 ad reads per show, which would fundamentally change what this show is. Got to get those dollar bills. If I failed to do that, it would be a $250,000 reduction in fee per quarter. If, let's say, we did do everything per quarter, but annually maybe missed something, like let's say we went and did a Change My Mind instead of a daily show, which of course requires a lot more work, it'd be a separate $1 million penalty for that if you miss a single piece of content. And the amount of content required is not in line with, frankly, it's worse than Disney. It's worse than ABC. It's worse than NBC. It's worse than CBS. This is ownership of you and everything that you do. But here's, just to drive it home, don't sign something that has another $100,000 daily penalty if it's not signed off on beforehand. You get a sick, you get hit by a car, you have a sick day, you could lose $100,000 a day. Hey, anyone wonder why there's burnout in this? Anyone wonder why you have kids come up and they leave and never to come back? You think if you had that kind of a penalty, you think if someone said, hey, we're going to penalize you $10,000 every day you miss coming into work, you think you'd be stressed?
So Steven Crowder lied, misrepresented, and mis-explained that entire clause, that entire section. That entire section he lied about. And that little clip right there that he's lying about, he's like, oh, I'm losing money, I'm losing money, I'm losing money, I'm losing money. It's not about the money, I'm losing money, I'm losing money. It's not about the money, I'm losing money. That section has nothing to do with big tech. And he complained about that section, the money that he was making, before he even complained about big tech. And he lied about that whole thing. The $1 million penalty is off of 12.5 minus what he has to pay his staff. for one thing. Oh, if I don't make this content, I lose $1 million. Bro, you're getting paid $12.5 million minus, I mean, he counter offered for $120 million. So that's $30 million a year. You're getting paid $30 million a year to make one long form documentary that the Daily Wire is paying for. Jeremy Boring, say what you want, release the contract, unlike Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder's not transparent. He's a little snake, okay? Oh, look at this. But he didn't explain it. So the $1 million penalty for those who got confused by Steven Crowder's purposeful misdirection so he could play the victim like a spoiled little brat, probably a silver spoon baby who's never had to work for anything in his life, never not sucked off the corporate tit in his entire life. So just show up for the documentary once a year, the long form content, and you get your $1 million. It's really easy. Just like everyone else has to show up to work. You think the plumber gets his thing if he doesn't work? Like, Steven Crowder is such a garbage person. Can't stand the guy now. I always liked him more than Ben Shapiro. I still do. Well, actually, now I don't know. He's like a Ben Shapiro to me now. But it's like, I always liked Crowder more than a lot of people at Daily Wire. But now I'm disgusted by the guy. Personally, I would never take a, I would never give him my number. Like, I just don't trust him at all after this. And that's saying a lot. But anyway, so that's what the $1 million fine was. He didn't explain that. He didn't explain how much he was making. He didn't explain what that, it's basically like a do the job that we're paying you to do. And then you get the money. The $250,000 for the quarterly was a photo shoot. So you get a quarter, you get $250,000, that's $1 million over the course of four quarters. You don't get $1 million penalty or $250,000 penalty. You just show up for a photo shoot once every 3 months, 4 months. Wow, Steven Crowder, dude, everybody who watches your show would dream of that. And maybe not the other parts of the contract, but I'm just saying, why, if it's all about big tech, if it's all about big con, why do you have to lie about your contract before you even bring that up? Because Steven Crowder cares about the money. He's a total fraud. And then the $100,000 penalty is for content. He makes four videos a week. He gets 4 weeks of vacation time. He has a different rate if he gets sick or injured. They're not going to give that penalty. They have a pro rata penalty, which he completely lied about that, literally lied about that to his audience. But the thing is, he can backlog content. So if he wants to go on vacation, he can literally film 20 videos and 4 times 5, he could take 5 weeks off, you know, and just put the videos out when he's not even there. It's the easiest job in the world. I'm not saying other parts of the contract I wouldn't have negotiated. I absolutely would have, but it was a term sheet. It was a first sheet. But anyway, so those were the three penalties. $100,000 off what could have been if he would have negotiated $30 million a year. $100,000 if you don't fulfill your four days a week videos. That's not a bad deal at all. $250,000 to show up for your photo shoot and quarterly duties. That's the easiest thing ever. And do a documentary that Daily Wire is going to fund. And they have a lot of money and resources. They did Matt Walsh's documentary, Candace Owens. And you'll get the $1 million. You won't get a penalty. You just got to film it. Steven Crowder lied to his audience about all of that and acted like he's some massive victim and like, watch out, kids. People got to understand what I'm saying, right? If it's all about the big con, if it's all about the percentages of that, why would you open your video talking about multiple things that have nothing to do with that? Why would that chunk of the video of him, why would he have to lie about a totally separate, different part of the contract while covering up 95% of the contract? Why would he have to do that? You don't have to lie to tell a big truth to expose people. He's not exposing anything. He's trying to get a better deal. And I would almost consider it personally blackmail and then borderline extortion. And you could talk crap. You could rip that contract up and say Daily Wire sucks. They're slave masters. You're allowed to do that. But to basically say, if you don't expose yourselves of what you're doing with your company and everything, I'm going to start naming names, okay? So then all the Daily Wire people start talking because Steven Crowder basically threatens the company and Jeremy Boring, et cetera. So he comes out and he says, okay, here's the entire contract, okay? Here's how much he was making. Here's the truth about what he was saying about the fines for $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 for not making a video. So he shows the whole thing. And then Steven Crowder, he's been sitting on audio being like, oh, you're going to say that? Well, now I didn't want to do this. That's the name of his title of his YouTube video. I didn't want to do this. You basically blackmailed these people, borderline extorted them. They come out and say their piece, and then you're like, I didn't want to do this, but here's the audio. Steven Crowder is such a garbage person. I don't care for Jeremy Boring. I don't care for Ben Shapiro. I think Ben Shapiro owes a lot of people an apology. He's Mr., you know, lie to black people about the vaccine, cry about Louis Farrakhan, cry about yay, you know, start a war somewhere. Like, not going to say I don't have sympathy for Ben Shapiro, but as a news analyst, I think he's like kind of goofy and fake. But like, that doesn't make Steven Crowder a good person. He's totally exploiting the conservative movement for his own financial gain. And none of this, in my opinion, is authentic. I want to play this one last clip of Mark Dice, because Mark Dice points out something about how big tech probably is in bed with Daily Wire. And it actually is a little more like transparent and real, like not the Steven Crowder crying over his contract, lying about it and deceiving. So let's watch this clip.
Ben Shapiro, who is paying Facebook $135,000 a month, every month on average, to boost his posts on Facebook, just for his Facebook page alone, not for all Daily Wire advertising. So Shapiro paid Facebook $7.3 million divided by 4.5 years. Note the dates from May 18th through today. So that's $1.6 million a year, or $135,000 a month. So it's no wonder Ben Shapiro is the most popular political pundit on Facebook.
So all that's transparent data, I guess they have to do that now, Facebook or whatever. And Shapiro spent over $7 million in ads for himself, so who knows how much Daily Wire spending, maybe tens of millions of dollars to Facebook. Here's, in my opinion, why they get favor with Facebook. Me, I haven't spent a dollar on Facebook since, I don't know, 2016. Like, and I wasn't even big then. I was just like trying to push a song or whatever. You know, all my, and there's nothing wrong with paying for ads, like on the face of it. Everybody tries to do it to, you know, like every business. I'm not against ads. It's just my growth on Facebook's been organic. But they don't like me at Facebook because I don't pay them. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a contact at Facebook. They did have like a content creator for big creators. That went away very quickly. I'm getting striked. I'm getting demonetized. I'm getting beaten up. And there's nobody for me to talk to. They don't give a crap about me. The reason I think they give a crap about Shapiro and Daily Wire, besides the fact that they're taking meetings with them, etc., is because they give them money. You know, if I gave tens of millions of dollars to Facebook in ads, do you think they'd be a little more hesitant to kick me off if I'm a huge customer? So just like Facebook, you know, it's a mutual relationship there. Daily Wire is probably one of the bigger ad spenders on Facebook. So, you know, if Steven Crowder was really authentic, organic, intelligent, honest, you know what I'm saying? He would be like telling the truth about stuff. It's more about him and what he's trying to do versus the reality. In my opinion, that's why big tech is in with big con, because they're paying them tens of millions of dollars. Who wants to kick off Ben Shapiro when he's paying that much money in ads? You know, would you want to kick off a customer like that? So I'm not really a customer. I generate revenue for Facebook because they take a percentage of what I make. But do you think they like me as much as Ben Shapiro? Do you think they have incentive to push me as much as Ben Shapiro? Am I being promoted as much as him via the money that he's put? There's a reason you see him everywhere, because he's paying millions of dollars to be seen everywhere, which just shows people, just to kind of boost up my brand, with $0, I have 1.6 million followers on Facebook, and I have over a billion minutes watched, billions of minutes watched. I'm a great free agent, by the way, just for anybody. I mean, I'm not going to sign no trash deal, but I have a lot of value, and I've done it with no money or marketing. But the point that I'm getting is that's a little more accurate to how they're working with big tech. What Crowder, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep the video very brief because I don't want to really ramble on forever. As somebody that doesn't want to censor myself, as somebody that's not signed to anybody, as somebody that takes a lot of risks, Steven Crowder, even with the big part of the contract that everyone's talking about, the 10%, the 20%, if you get off Apple Podcasts, we'll take 10%. If you get kicked off YouTube and we can't do anything about it and you can't make videos, we take 20%. He could have, first of all, negotiated that, and he could have said, you know, lower that to 0%. I want all of that off. There's got to be some sort of clause. I'm already kicked off YouTube, so you got to take that out of the contract. And I'm sure in some cases, Daily Wire would have been able to negotiate that and take off some of those and keep some of them on. Now, does that mean they're enforcing big tech? As somebody that doesn't really have anything to say for Crowder or Daily Wire, like, people can lie all they want and be like, oh, Anomaly's doing this, Anomaly's doing that. I'm telling you exactly what I feel as a American citizen, as somebody who actually believes in the First Amendment, unlike Ben Shapiro and Steven Crowder, who will never talk about the Israeli speech laws being passed by Republicans while they give them softball interviews. I really believe in free speech. I don't wear a Free Speech Matters shirt like Crowder and then have my ex-employees can't even speak out against me while I'm acting like I'm some great boss, even though I've never met a person who's worked for Crowder who actually likes him, okay? I'm really about free speech. With that being said, I looked at that contract and I didn't see that as, oh my God, they're trying to censor. I felt it was like they're trying to recoup the massive amount of money that they're paying. If somebody were to pay me $30 million, and I'm not saying I'm jealous or anything, I'm just using an analogy or an example, $30 million and said, we're going to penalize you 10 or 20% off your Facebook if you get kicked off Facebook. That's not going to censor me. I take more risk now. If I lose my Facebook without a Daily Wire contract, I'm losing more money than I would with a contract. So it's I have to think about that anyway. It's not like Facebook's going to treat me better if I don't sign a Daily Wire deal. It's the opposite. They probably have such good relationships with Facebook and YouTube. If I signed a Daily Wire, I'd probably be more protected. Crowder would probably be more protected because, like you said, they do have a close relationship with Big Con, just not in the way he's saying. He's lying about it for his own financial benefit and not even explaining it properly. It's like a total misdirection, actually just confusing people from actually seeing what Big Con and Big Tech are doing. But with that being said, if Crowder goes off on his own, he's got to bear the brunt. Even with his YouTube demonetized, if his YouTube got deleted, he has a lot less value. Steven Crowder with his YouTube can get a $50 to $100 million deal. Apparently, that's bigger than Anderson Cooper. But Steven Crowder without a YouTube, without an Instagram, without a Facebook, he still has value. He's still a comedian who can make skits. There's still ways to make money off him, or, you know what I'm saying, employ him and let him do his thing. But his value goes down. So that's the contract. It's like, if you want $0, we won't penalize you at all. Here's nothing. You know, if you want more freedom and you don't want all that, you get less money. Then you can't have $120 million Steven Crowder. You got to take a $10 million contract and we'll just use subscriptions with you and we'll do a documentary a year. You know, we'll work with you looser. But that's kind of the trade-off, where it's like, if you want Daily Wire to basically take the financial brunt of your losses and pay you out front, then they're not trying to steal your money. Say he makes $30 million in a year. He got the deal he wanted, $30 million. And then his Apple podcast got taken down, which wouldn't happen. Okay, he would lose 10% of the contract. What's 10% of 30 million? That's $3 million. He still gets $27 million? How is that going to censor him? He gets to make a documentary every year, and that documentary can be about anything behind the paywall. Candace Owens, I believe with Parler or someone, made a documentary exposing childhood vaccines. That's something that's more edgy than Crowder's ever done. So why isn't she feel censored? Because she just says, okay, well, I'll talk my shit on YouTube. If I get it taken down, it is what it is. I'm going to lose money whether I'm signed or not, but I'm still going to talk trash. But, you know, if I do something that I feel is so edgy that it might get censored, I could just put it behind the paywall, just like everybody else, or put it on Rumble or put it on BitChute. There's other places to do it. They have a paywall, just like Crowder does. Crowder does, oh, I'll come back behind the paywall and I'll say more stuff. Everyone does that. So Crowder's not even being genuine about that. And he has all the other stuff. So it's not like, they're enforcing Big Tech. It's when you pay that much money to somebody, you're trying to protect yourself from losing tens of millions of dollars. Their whole company could implode under Crowder. Because if you're paying someone $120 million, if Crowder, say they pay him $120 million, he doesn't show up to work because it doesn't sound like he wants to. He gets sick like he seems to do all the time, and he can't work for 6 months, and then he's depressed, and then he's lying, and then, you know, and all these things happen. Okay, we just spent $120 million on Steven Crowder and he's generated $30 million of revenue. The whole company collapses. So for Steven, it's pretty right for him to say it's not about money when he's asking for more money, $100 million. It's not about money, but he complained about money in his contract before he even mentioned the Big Tech in the first video. And he didn't even tell the truth about it or show the exact part of how much he was making and why those fines were coming. Total con artist. Okay, now he says he can run his own business. I don't believe him. I don't like Ben Shapiro. I don't like a lot of what Daily Wire does. I don't think they'd ever hire me because I tell the truth about things that Ben Shapiro cries hate speech, because facts don't care about your feelings until Ben Shapiro's feelings are hurt, and that's now a hate speech crime and Ben cries. So they'd never hire me at Daily Wire. I'm not doing this for that reason. I don't care, whatever. I don't care what they think. With that being said, they run a huge business. They had huge success with Candace Owens' documentary. They had bigger success with Matt Walsh's documentary. They signed Gina Carano. They're making documentaries. They're allowing their news hosts to disagree with each other. They've done, as a business model, I'm not saying it's perfect, but they're doing something that I'm not able to do. And if I were to say, oh, I could say I don't like what they're doing. I could say I don't believe they truly believe in free speech. I could say they have bad contracts. I could say all that. But what I would never say is, oh, I could go build another business. On his private phone call with Jeremy Boring, Steven Crowder basically says, like, he releases a private phone call thinking it makes him seem good, only to people that don't know, whatever. But then he's like, oh, you know, you should do your business model like mine, Jeremy. It's like, dude, Steven Crowder is like a narcissistic psychopath. What business model, Steven Crowder? When have you done your own business model without sucking off the corporate tit? Never. So what is he now? He's a free agent for 2 weeks. He's blackmailing his old friends. Go make that dream business that you can't make. You notice me? I don't even like Daily Wire more than Crowder doesn't, but I don't lie to you. I don't say, oh, I could create a bigger business, a better business. I have a better model. I don't. If I did have a better business model and I wanted to go that route, I'd make it. And then I'd say, hey, Daily Wire, you know, why don't you do my business model? I'm not a narcissistic psychopath like Crowder to call up one of the most successful businesses in conservative media over the last year, who's absolutely crushing it, putting out good documentaries, letting their audiences, like Candace goes on Instagram all the time and talks about vaccines and tells mother about childhood vaccines. That's edgier than anything Steven Crowder's done on social media. He hasn't done anything interesting or relevant, in my opinion. I haven't seen him in 5 years. And it's like, oh, but they're enslaved. Why don't you talk about childhood vaccines, Steven Crowder, on your Instagram? I bet you don't, because you don't want to get censored or get your Instagram deleted without a contract. You probably, you know, censor yourself just because you don't want to lose that, but or you're not smart enough to know about it, or you don't want to talk about it, whatever. But in general, it's like, he's has the nerve to tell somebody running a business, I would run a where, dude? Blake, do you even own your own email list? Do you even own Mug Club? I don't know, because I'm not a part of Mug Club, but people are telling me he's emailing, and this is just what I've been told. I don't like, he's emailing people like, oh, sign up to this Mug Club. It's not that Mug Club. Why is it not that Mug Club anymore? Because he probably doesn't even own it. You know, once again, I don't know this for sure. I like to speak in facts, but it's like, do you even own your own stuff now? Because you've been a corporate guy your whole life. You've been free for 1 week or 2 weeks, and you're out on the phone telling the most successful conservative business that they should follow your business model. Your business model is sucking off the tit of Blaze TV and CRTV and other billionaire back funded companies. Like, that's been your business model. Yes, you make a lot of money. Yes, I'm sure you'll do great, and I hope you do, but it's like, okay, then do it then, dude, you know? So that's my take. I think Mark Dice had the best take. I saw Candace Owens on Tim Pool last night, and it seemed like 75% of the audience was backing Crowder and 25% of the audience is backing, you know, Candace, which is fine. Everybody has their opinion, but the truth isn't always popular. And I think regardless if it's conservative media or conservative politics, you know, it's always going to be popular to come in and pretend like you're the outsider. I think Donald Trump did that to the fullest. And why was that popular? Because everybody hates the establishment. So it's like, oh, I'm going to be different. And then he comes in, he hires swampers, pharmacy lobbyists, run around the country lying about vaccines. And it took people like, you know, 5.5, 6 years to kind of like, now people are starting to like be like, wait, he kind of is, why is he taking Lindsey Graham on a rally? Like, that's, Lindsey Graham is the most rhino of all the rhinos. Like, if you ask me who's the biggest rhino, like Lindsey Graham, you know, I can't, John McCain, like alive, Lindsey Graham, he's the biggest rhino. He's the rhino of all rhinos, and Trump's with him. Why is he with? So the point is, it's like people constantly play that angle because they know it's popular. And I'm not saying Steven's bad. I'm not saying he's never done any great work. I'm not saying he doesn't have a bright future ahead of him. But this whole thing, in my opinion, is inorganic, manipulative. It's provable that he lied about multiple things. And I'll just say this as a person, and this is just a public statement. I don't care who I'm talking to on the phone. I don't care who I'm texting. This is just how I am. I'm old-fashioned, and I try to be somebody that people can trust. You know, I try to be a trustworthy person. I will never screenshot a text. I will never record a phone call. I'm not going to record a phone call with my friend. I have friends in the industry. I have friends out of the industry. I would never record a phone call, and I would never screenshot a text. That's just who I am. If I can't make my point publicly to you, if I have a private disagreement and I can't talk about it publicly without screenshotting texts and recording phone calls, to me, that's just the lowest of the low. So people say, anomaly, Steven Crowder's so independent, you should work for him. He's not independent, and he's not, I don't think he's a good person personally. I mean, he's not a free speech guy. I believe he signs his employees to things where his old star can't even talk out. I believe he signed to some sort of NDA where he has his lips zipped by Steven Crowder. He's not who he's pretending to be. I would never work for Steven Crowder after what he just pulled. I would never negotiate with Steven Crowder. I would never give him my phone number or text. How could you trust somebody that records phone calls? You're talking about your family. You're talking about a business deal. He could have turned it down. He could have negotiated. He's not a hero. He's not saving me. He's not saving the kids. He can't name one person that he's saving because they don't exist. And I guarantee you, if you took a poll of workers at Daily Wire versus workers at Louder with Crowder, I've known multiple people who work and worked with Steven Crowder. I can't find one person who likes him, or one person who actually like thinks he's a good person, or one person who had a good experience, or one person who's super free and they love, like, he's not that person. He's totally lying. And the truth is, you know, my opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. You could think I'm wrong. You could think I'm right. It doesn't matter. The truth will be revealed over time, because if Steven Crowder really is who he pretends to be, which I can almost guarantee you he's not, you know, eventually that's going to be revealed, because he just burned so many bridges and he just stabbed so many people in the back. And not just on a business level. If he would have came out and said, Daily Wire sucks, their contracts suck, I'm going to show you the whole contract to tell you why it sucks, I would have respect for him. I'd be like, okay, you know, but you could negotiate that contract, or maybe you couldn't. Maybe they didn't want to pay you $120 million, Mr. It's Not About the Money. But in general, to record a phone call, and I listened to the phone call on Crowder. It's not even a bombshell. The slave wage slave thing that he said, I could say I'm a slave to my computer. I'm a slave. Yeah, I mean, it's not the best rhetoric, but when you're talking to someone like, there's a lot of people that are wage slaves. You go into work, and then if you want to go off on your own, anybody that Daily Wire helped made, Matt Walsh, Brett Cooper, they can go after that and make 100% content and do their own thing. It's like they're free after their deal. It's not that crazy. And then he's like, oh, I'll tell you how to run your business, Jared. He's like, dude, even in my opinion, I would never trust the guy, never talk to him on the phone, never do business with him. I went into this before a week ago thinking I liked Crowder more than Shapiro and all these other people for the most part. And now to me, he's like the lowest of the low, the grimiest of the grimy. And I believe over time, people will see who Crowder really is. Because when you make all these claims while your old employees can't even talk about what a piece of garbage you are, and you know, eventually this is going to fall down on him. And this is just my personal opinion before I break it off, because I'm keeping it as short as I can. You know, I think that he seems, like Candace said, honestly, nervous. He's like, he seems scared. Like, he's nervous and scared that he's not making corporate money anymore. He's always had corporate money. He's not an outsider. He's worked with Big Con. He's never pushed the boundaries of Big Con. He's hung out in those circles. He's benefited off it his entire life. And he's a free agent for a month, gets a $50 million contract, records his friend, instead of doing normal business or turning it down, counter offers for $120 million because he wants this big payday, doesn't get it, and now he comes out. I don't think this is coming from a position of heroism or strength. I think he's scared. I think he's nervous. And honestly, I think the guilt of what he's doing is going to weigh down on him. And honestly, I think he has a lot of demons personally. I'm not trying to like overlook into his life, but he kind of made it that way because he's outing everybody else. And I think he's kind of like a broken, lost guy personally, because it's like he doesn't have the greatest work ethic. He's always disappearing. He's always talking about this and that. And I pray for his health, and I hope there's nothing serious like outside of just his own like mental, you know, position. But it's like, I don't see him as this like confident, strong, awesome dude. Like, I think he's got a lot of demons and a lot of things where he's just lashing out. And I think he's going to regret it in a couple weeks, because he's going to build his own company. I don't think he's a good boss. I don't think he's a good employee. I don't think he has a good work ethic. I don't think he has what it takes to build his own business. I don't think he's ever not sucked off the corporate tit. I don't think he treats his people right. And I don't think he's the guy he's pretending to be. And I think eventually that's going to, you know, that's going to sink into Crowder, and he's going to feel real bad about it. And he's probably just going to be like, you know, let's see how great his content is from here on out. Let's see what he does without Blaze or CRTV. Just my take, but you know, I wish the best for him, everybody. That's my take. Let me know what you think about what Mark Dice said, Candace Owens said, myself. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. God bless the world. If you want, all my links are at dreamrarelinks.com. Dreamrarelinks.com. I have all my stuff, my email list, my YouTube, my Rumble, my Facebook, Instagram, etc. Thank you for being here, and God bless you. I'll be back soon.